As a two-day oil and power conference wraps up in Juba today, First Vice President Riek Machar says South Sudan intends to boost oil production in order to fund basic services like health, education, and clean water.
I think it is not a secret that we are dependent on this one single product, oil. Our budget is based on it. Our non-oil revenues are not yet developed as others have developed theirs to assist the revenues that come from oil. So we seriously are thinking of increasing our production, not tripling it, but multiplying it 10 times forward.
Machar says South Sudan's petroleum ministry has had difficulties with OPEC Plus over its crude oil targets in the past, and as a result, Juba may consider pulling out if the group interferes with the country's ability to meet its ambitious oil production plans.
If we decide, and some of these gentlemen and ladies, if they decide to invest in the oil sector, and we increase our production to 2 million magically, you will not have problems with OPEC. And if you have problems, then we'll ask you, can you quit its membership? Because you are now talking of transition from fossil fuel to new energy. So we must compete, whatever we have on the ground.
Machar says South Sudan plans to increase crude production and become an oil hub in the East Africa. OPEC Plus has been criticized in recent months for not increasing production quickly enough amid the tight global crude market exacerbated by Russia's invasions of Ukraine. In August, OPEC Plus members produced an estimated 3.4 million barrels per day, less than what their quotas allow. OPEC Plus has asked members who overproduce their quota to make up for their past overproduction by making production cuts before the end of the year when the current agreement expires. South Sudan has yet to submit its plans to compensate for its average, insisting that global events should allow the country to produce more oil. South Sudan Petroleum Minister Port Kang Chol also points out that his country is not a major polluter and therefore should be allowed to increase production.
It will not be fair if I produce, if my emission is zero and yours is 100%, and you say, let's hang ourselves using one rope. South Sudan or Africa as a whole, 90% of what we have remain untapped. There is no pollution here in South Sudan, but it is happening elsewhere. But we are being told you are the one polluting the environment. How did we do that? For heaven's sake, the process needs to be fair to all of us so that we also benefit from what we have.
As the only major oil-producing nation in East Africa, South Sudanese officials say the country is of strategic importance to the entire region and is well-positioned to trigger new investments and long-term developments. Regional energy ministers and global oil executives from Europe, North America, and Arab countries are attending the Juba conference. South Sudanese officials believe the event consolidates the country's position as a hub for petroleum industry, services, and exploration in the country and across the region. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.